Welcome to episode 262 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time here, I'm going to school you to this whole thing. 8-Bit Geek is a lot like eating a pancake, you know, or pancakes. When you see it on the menu, it looks amazing. You say, fuck it, I want a whole full stack. So they bring you out those six circles of heaven that take up the entire plate. And then you drip that syrup on top, the butter's just running over, you start to go to town. You quickly realize this might be a bad idea, yet all your friends are just cheering you on. Finish, finish, finish. You continue to eat till you're about halfway done, and then nope. You have fully accepted that this was probably the worst decision of your life. All you want to do is throw up. Then they bring the bill. You're left alone, fat, and broke. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who once got into a syrup battle, and they were both found stuck on the floor with their hands in places. Well, you could just read the police report. It's available online.
Wait. Did we get in a syrup battle with each other, or...
Yeah, or with like a dozen tiny Aunt Jemimas.
And was my hand on his junk and his junk on mine, or were we in our own respective junks? Because you didn't really clarify.
I just said you can read, you both know what happened. You don't need me to tell you what you were a part of.
We were pretty drunk. I think we need you, bud.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
drunk on that syrup.
If you really want me to tell the story, I will.
Okay. Go on. Okay.
Well, Doug was in IHOP. He was like, I really want this. But Kevin was like, I don't want the IHOP. And Doug was already inside. And then he kept texting him, let's go, please. Doug didn't get his food yet, but there's a syrup on the table. He's really pissed off. And so he brings all the syrup outside and he opens it up, throws a bottle at you. It doesn't obviously go out of the bottle because it's syrup and it doesn't spray. Listen, he was drunk. He thought it was going to splash in your face. It didn't. Anywho, you guys get into a wrestling match. The syrup goes everywhere, opens all over your bodies. You're shirtless. I don't ask how that happened. And then
I really wouldn't question that part.
Kevin's pants were already off, but Doug kept making threats of like, I'm going to fucking piss on you. And so
what?
Anyway,
Doug?
Yeah, something's not right. Anyways, your beards get intertwined. Not only the face beards, and then the syrup dries up in the hot sun. You guys are both just laying there. Yeah. Question.
Hot sun inside of the IHOP.
No, you were outside in the parking lot at this point.
Oh.
Yeah, the fight spilled out. That's because you being the nice guy that you are, didn't want to disrespect IHOP and get their floors sticky and all that. And so you said, let's take this outside, bitch. And so you were drunk.
That doesn't sound like Kev.
He was completely drunk.
So. Wait, okay, so we were day drunk?
Yeah, you guys, it was when you visited last.
Yeah, but we were day drunk.
You don't remember because how drunk you were. You just said, can you please tell the story? Because I don't remember. I was drunk.
Yeah, but like that.
Anyways. So this was down in Austin. San Antonio. So at the con, you remember. Anywho, the police.
Clearly we don't.
The police had to get a giant spatula to get you guys off of the ground, essentially. And they got you into the back of the truck. They had to, you guys were still stuck together. It's real weird. They get you to the police station. They throw some hot water on you. You guys get unstuck after a couple hours of taking a bath together. And then here we are.
Was that necessary, though?
And then here we are.
But I didn't miss any of the convention, though. So when did this happen?
It was in the middle of the day. It was on Thursday.
Nope.
We were still driving in.
I know, exactly.
There's inconsistencies with this story.
Well, you figured it out, guys. All the time stamps are there. So
if this was
police...
L.A. Noir, I would hit the doubt button.
Yeah. This person is telling a lie.
Jer will remember that.
Well, if you like this story and you want to hear more, you can always do that. Oh, wait, you didn't even say your names yet.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, yeah, and I'm Doug. And if you want more crazy, stupid stories like this, go listen to Garbage Day. This isn't the place for that. Get that shit out of here, Jer.
Oh, the look on his face. Why you do that to him?
Well, if you want a boring ass show, you're stick around. Because this is the 8-Bit Geek.
If you want an even more boring show, go check out 8-Bit Saga. Womp womp.
Womp womp.
If you want an awesome show, go check out Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives.
And today's opposite day here on the 8-Bit Geek Network.
Okay, so if you want to, you can subscribe to us. You'll get all of this every week. It's a lot of fun around here. We're on Audio Boom. We like to bring them up first before mentioning anyone else, because why? Well, they sponsor our show, and so they provide all the bandwidth to get us out to you, and so that way we can make love to your ears every week. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio, and of course you can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course every Monday we record live right here on Twitch. You can interact with us in the chat, which people are doing so much. Mm-hmm. So much. You can also connect with us on a little app called Discord. It's kind of the future of communication and interaction with communities. The forums are dead, so we now have Discord. It's a great bunch of people. If you want to jump in and say hi to the other fans of the show, make connections, make some strong gaming friends and all that good stuff. So make sure you check out Discord. Everything's available on the website. If you need links for anything, www.the8bitgeek.com. It's going to make it's going to be easier to connect to everything too, because we're working on some updates to the site. So, So you're going to be able to jump on the site and you'll quickly be able to click on anything that you need, from podcasts to links to Discord to links to Patreon and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be much easier to navigate the website.
And merch.
Speaking of, we have a couple new shirts. If you want to go check those out, we have the Chub Rub shirt from 8-Bit Saga. And then we also have a new Sea of Thieves inspired shirt for the 8-Bit Geek. So you could check both of those out and purchase those if you'd like to. That money goes right back into 8-Bit Geek as well. So we get a little profit off of that.
Sea of Greaves, I believe that shirt is called, which is exactly what we did last night on Sea of Thieves.
We will talk a little bit about Sea of Thieves later. It's so much fun. It's a blast. What else we got going on? Yes, we want to talk about the other shows on the network as well. If you like what we're doing here, you may enjoy what others are doing as well on the network. We have 8-Bit Saga. We have Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. All fantastic shows. Go check them out. They're doing hard work over there, and they deserve a listen. You can also, this is a part of the show where we try to ask you for a little bit of dough. You work hard for your money. For the people who support us on Patreon, we want to thank you, because you know what you're doing is making what we do even better every single day and every single week. All your money goes towards this show to improve it, to reach new people, and we want to thank you for that. So thank you for supporting us on Patreon. If you don't support us on Patreon and you're looking for a way to spend your money on something, it could cost you less than going out to eat one time a month. You know what I'm saying? Instead of buying McDonald's once, give $5 to the 8-Bit Geek. And you know what? We're going to give back to you. We're going to give you some extra content with a pre-show, a post-show, and also exclusive content like reviews and all that good kind of stuff as well on that network. So Patreon is a great resource for us. It's been wonderful for everyone involved. You get some free stuff out of it. Well, I mean, it's free with your subscription. So it's not really free. Anyways, go sign up. It's good stuff. All right. Everybody knows that we've gotten so many reactions and so much support. Misconnections has taken a hit. We are no longer available to find Misconnections in the U.S. because it was taken down by the government, essentially.
Thanks, Trump.
Trump. Yikes. Yeah. So essentially what happened was they passed some laws that were starting to crack down on, like, was it like sex trade labor stuff or some shit like that? I forget exactly, like sex trafficking.
Yep.
And so Craigslist decided that because there could be an issue in the misconnection sections that could come up eventually if something was found there and on their site that they were hosting, it could take down their entire site.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That could be an option, right? Or like that's a possibility. They said, we're not going to put any of our other like boards and forums or whatever you want to call it, like at risk of that. And so they just nixed it. They just got rid of it.
Yep. And so it left us scratching our heads. But guess what? The community came together and they said, no, not this time. We're making it happen. Guess what we're doing? We're going international, boys. You are required. I told you earlier this week, the characters that you use today must be presented with a British accent, because we are going to the UK today for all of our misconnections. Make it happen. Here it is. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Well, well, well. Who do we have here? Hello, Sean.
Oh, no, it's not Sean today. It's his cousin, you see? What? It's Sir Reginald Penis.
Wait, hold on. Before we got to back this up, there was a real missed opportunity that you did not modify the theme song to include the British national anthem. I was really hoping for that. Also, just want to make there was some cheers and there were some follows that need to be said.
This is my stuff. Fucking spotlight, bro. You just come in here and just start talking about all this shit going on. Listen. I feel a long way to come here and read this.
You know what? In true British form, I don't understand what the fuck you're saying.
So we had a follow from Polish Merc. We also had a follow from Ooh the Massacre. We have a bunch of cheers from like random Zektax going back and forth. That is a classic. Donated $31 and said to get Doug to read off patrons.
Oh.
That was supposed to happen a while ago. Also, but you know what? With that $31 donation, that brings our total to $14.2069.
Nice.
So there you go. Thank you so much. And also, we got a subscriber. Where the hell did he go? I'm catching up. Everyone's using bits.
I'm like a bit war. Like they're just like one.
Yeah. Exo has subscribed with Prime. Thank you so much, Exo. And then a bunch of bits are going down. This is a bit war. So I'm sorry, Sir Reginald. Please continue.
Reginald?
Sorry, I'm getting logged in to Patreon so I can read that list off later.
He took the mic away from Sir Reginald.
Yeah, I had to get in front of the computer.
All right, so my misconnection this week is, did you kiss my book?
What?
Did you kiss my book? I recently acquired a book at a used bookstore. It's a small reference book of sorts. I'm not going to say what it is because you kissed it. You should already know. You left a lovely lipstick print on one of the pages. Why this book? Why this page? Who are you? If you've ever kissed a book or acquired a kiss book, even if it doesn't relate to this book, I'd like to hear from you. For I am writing a story about this. And if you're the one who kissed this book, then I really want to hear from you. Thanks. Yours ever most sincerely, Sir Reginald Pennis.
There are a lot of people requesting me to do Marky Mark, but I'm sorry. This was sent in and it can't be done by Marky Mark. There can be one and only.
Oh no, I read it. I read the headline.
Hey, by the way, these were all sent in by Ratty. So thank you.
That's right from the source.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Ratty, for all of these wonderful Wonderful misconnections from the UK. I will say I didn't practice this at all, so it's going to suck. Here we go.
Hello, boys.
Hello, professor.
Yeah, what's your name?
This is...
I can't even do it.
I lost the voice already.
That didn't take long at all.
Hello, boys. I am the one and only. It's Doctor the Footman.
Dr. Footman?
Like Footman?
It's a Footman.
Like Doctor, you're Jewish?
Dr. Footman, I am cousins with the original.
He's not German.
Randall Savage. Anyways, I'm here to make money with your feet from Eastern London.
So that's the foot thing is like a family thing?
We all love the feet.
God damn it.
Hello, boys.
Hi,
Dr. Footman.
I am looking for ladies who would like to have their feet worshipped. Basically,
he's definitely German.
I like to kiss the feet and sniff.
Oh.
And nothing else involved would suit a student who needs extra money. You must live in Eastern London, and you must be able to host. I've done this with many ladies. I'm 38 and married. I've got 2 kids and a good job. I just happen to like feet. I'm a normal, easygoing guy. I'm willing to pay 35 squiggly lines.
It's really simple. What fucking currency do they use in the UK, bro?
What? Squiggly lines?
Pounds. Kenny goes, now he's Irish.
He's just really, you can never just fucking hold on to one of them.
Yeah, before you know it, he'll be Australian. Just give it a second.
Yeah.
Well, approximately 45 minutes of me kissing and sniffing your feet, please feel free and ask me any questions, and please send a couple of pics of your feet. This will be a long-term arrangement, once a week. Hope to hear from you soon. Thanks. Hello, boys. Goodbye. Kevin.
I gotta go hunt for Velvet's cousin.
Everyone's got cousins in the UK.
They should all hang out sometime.
Good evening. Hello, chaps.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going? The name's Cashmere Jones. You might have known my brethren from the States. Velvet. I'm Cashmere. Even smoother. And older.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I would like to talk. I don't know, am I a Harry? I don't know if I'm looking for this or if I am, because I could be this too.
I think you're looking for it.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Like you're looking
well, I'm a ginger, just like my cousin. Harry Ginger Pubes. Bush. Fire crotch. We're looking in the northwest central London area. My age this week is 35. Dear women of Craigslist, I am looking for one of the most exquisite, rare, and hottest things that can be found. Namely, red or ginger pubic hair. There's nothing finer than going down on the forest of fire and licking out for an eternity. However, there is but one catch. The finding of such a rare item. Pardon me. Excuse me. There's nothing finer than... Oh, wait, no, I've said that. Pardon me. However, there is but one catch. The finding of such a rare item. Should you be the owner of something quite as unique, hot and horny, may I trouble you to respond and see if we can both enjoy an evening? Though this surpasses monetary value, no fee will be required, nor expected, but an alternative form of repayment for being the holder of such an item. I can only but suggest that I will not disappoint. Should you request the lowering of my undergarments of... or the amount of cream that would be available. I go by my other name, Steve Northwest, Central London.
Oh.
Once again, thank you. Cheers.
You know, for
this
somehow...
is Cashmere Jones.
Somehow, it sounds...
Conversations.
It sounds less nasty when you're reading it in a British accent.
It does sound classier.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're talking about licking a forest fire.
Yeah, it's not as, I guess the British have a lot more suaveness when it comes to wanting to hunt down such people, such as gingers.
Yeah, or people with feet. I mean, mine sounded so classy.
Very proper.
Yeah, very proper.
Man, where are we going to go next week, boys? We're going to go where the world takes us. Maybe we'll do an Aussie Craigslist.
Oh, man.
We'll find something.
Let's talk top box office. This week, we have a new number one. And that's Pacific Rim Uprising, making $28 million.
We knew that was going to happen.
I didn't know. I thought Black Panther could have taken it out.
I thought maybe it would hold up for another week because it didn't feel like there was a lot of like hype behind this Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
So. Yep. But, it held it, but only by like $8 million.
So, yeah, it was close. It was really close.
It was about $12 million. What are you saying here?
Oh yeah, 12.
$8 million, $12 million, give or take.
Still close. That's still not bad though. Yeah. It only made 28, so that's bad.
Yeah, especially for this. Because
you know a lot of money went into this.
We're still in March. I don't know. Are we calling this a summer film? Is this the start of a summer film?
Blockbuster? No.
I would say no, because it's still March.
Yeah.
I would say the summer would probably begin normally like April. So
this movie was budgeted at $150 million. And yeah, the opening weekend.
I think it'll make its money back eventually, but it'll be barely breaking even. I don't think it's gonna
They left the ending wide open for a third.
I'm also curious, like, how is this going to do over in like China?
It already did bad. $22 million opening.
Ooh, that's a tough one too. I'm sure they relied on that one too.
They did. Listen, this movie was 100% made for China and Japanese audiences.
Did it release in Japan yet?
I'm not sure, but like the whole setting's in Japan.
Well, it's kaiju. Yeah, it's like kaiju. It's mm-hmm. kaijus and Jaegers. So
this was absolutely like. The entire cast, most of the cast was Asian, and so, like, a large chunk of them. And so, it was a really diverse cast. I'll give the movie that. Mm-hmm. I did go see it. It was a lot of fun, just like the first movie. The first half, the story was kind of but it sure picked up, just like the reviewer said. And it was definitely a treat towards the middle to the end. I mean, the beginning of the movie, nothing's wrong with it. It's just, it doesn't drag or anything. Like, the pacing's fine. It's just, there's no character development. So when you get into these big fights and people start dying off and stuff, that you don't care about them. I barely cared about the main character when stuff was happening. When, you know, like, usually on an action movie like this, you're wanting to be on your edge of your seat. And when big scenes play out, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, things are happening. No, don't do that. Don't do that. But it was more like, I was just a bystander watching something happening and going, okay, I mean, that's cool. You know, it's neat. So it wasn't anything to, it wasn't, you know, you can rent it. It's a rentable movie. It's a fun popcorn movie if that's what you're looking for and nothing else is kind of suiting you when you're looking at to go see something in the films.
I thought the first one was like that too. I mean, it was fun for what it was worth, but I wouldn't really hold it at such a high standard.
Yeah, I mean, the first one's, I mean, you got to give, the first one also had probably better monster designs, and that's obviously because of Del Toro, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, Guillermo Del Toro had nothing to do with this one, right? Maybe he was just a producer or something?
No, he wasn't. He had nothing to do with this one.
Ah, that's a bummer. I was wondering about that.
But I tell you what, John Boyega is a certified star. Like, he shines.
Oh, yeah, that dude's awesome.
He shines in this movie, and he's just going to be the next biggest star. Like, he's just so good. Like, he makes this movie, he elevates it. I could say that.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you like the first one, I think you'll like this one as well. And there's some twists and turns that you don't expect that are, you know, pretty fun. So there you go.
Chud Fu in chat says this one felt like it borrowed heavily from Neon Genesis. So I have not seen that, but I could guess it's an anime. I believe it's an anime. So,
yeah. Somebody in the random says he was a producer, but that doesn't mean much. Like,
producing credits mean jack shit.
Well, producing credits maybe probably mean because he came up with the concept in the first movie, mm-hmm. so they just kind of just included
they gave him
this.
They gave him a producing credit. Like, you could give $5 to a movie and get a producer credit, or you could be a part. And I don't think he was a part of this film. It just said he's way down on the list of producer. Hmm. So
yeah, and that's probably because the studio went, hey, we want to do more movies based in this universe. And then when he signed over like the rights to the universe and everything that moves forward with it, that's probably his producer credit.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he got out of it.
Mm-hmm. Cause
obviously in some money, but
I mean, I'll even do a quick, just to make sure. I'm going to do a quick. Okay. So I guess he did have a little bit to do with it. He came up with a plot twist for the movie.
That was it. Well, it sucks too, because he was so hyped about Pacific Rim when it first came, like with the first Pacific Rim, and he wanted to do a sequel right off the bat, and Hollywood was like, nah, we're good, fam. And then now they finally went forward with it, and at this point, he's busy, you know, probably doing The Shape of Water and working on that Hideo Kojima project. Like, he's got his hands full now, but back when he really wanted to work on a sequel, I bet they could have had something. I bet they could have had something significantly better. And I'm not saying that because I haven't seen this movie yet, but it just seems like I think there would have been a lot more love behind it had Guillermo del Toro had more time to work on it.
I have an update to this story. This is all just happening so rapidly. New story came in. He says, he's quoted saying, I prepped my version of Pacific Rim 2. I developed the screenplay. I storyboarded the creatures and the robots on that. And then they suspended it for 6 months. I left and helped select a new director. That's about it. So I don't think that, like, does that mean that they used his creatures or no?
I don't know. We have to hear about his script.
So I don't know, because he doesn't have a writing credit.
Yeah, then they probably scrapped most of his work, which sucks, because once again, I mean, he's
instead of his script, there's four writers on this.
Yeah. So. And that's never a good thing. When you see a list of writers, you're like, ah, shit.
So, some other news. Black Panther is now the highest grossing superhero movie ever.
Excellent.
Ever of all time. It passed The Avengers. It has made $624 million on the domestic charts.
Mm-hmm.
The Avengers was $623 million. In 2012.
Scooted right by.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
It looks like it was only, I guess, two movies ahead of it for total, I guess.
Worldwide.
It was Avengers at 1.5 and Ultron at 1.4. Mm-hmm. Is it sitting at what, 1.2?
It's sitting at 1.2. So I think that there's a big possibility that it can take over.
Yeah, I mean, it still made $16 million in the theaters last week. So mm-hmm. I mean, it's still on fire.
As long as they don't pull it from the theater before like Avengers or something.
Infinity War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. We'll keep on the Marvel tip here, and the Deadpool animated series from FX is a no more.
Mm-hmm. That's why. That's why Kev has his beard tucked into his shirt for those watching the live stream. It says no FX. It's not to celebrate the legendary punk rock band. It's because no FX. Fuck you.
Yep. Yeah. He's protesting FX because of this. It looks like Donald Glover had creative differences, and he go bye bye.
Yeah.
Which is to me dumb because Atlanta is like one of the more popular shows right now on mm-hmm. FX,
mm-hmm. and it award like, winning too.
Yeah, yeah. It just seems like, you know, maybe if you want to, I don't know, like keep these people around making shows for your network, you let them do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And I mean, speaking of Atlanta, I mean, that new season is awesome so far. I'm all caught up on that.
It doesn't look like. Sorry to interrupt you, but it doesn't look like. It looks like FX and Donald Glover left the project due to creative differences. I think it was another company, maybe that was involved here.
Okay.
No.
Because FX is owned by Fox.
It says that this doesn't appear to create a rift. It just says that Marvel, FX, and it looks like Donald Glover just couldn't agree on what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I think they would have been fine because especially like I wouldn't put anything on Donald Glover as far as like, you know, making it not funny or anything. I mean, the guy was a showrunner for 30 Rock. I mean, Community, he was part writer. I mean, obviously Atlanta's got some stuff. I mean, he's very busy and he does a great job with comedy. I don't think he was really an issue on it. It was probably some dudes at Marvel that just couldn't get their heads out of their asses.
Yeah, I mean, because Marvel still owns probably the animated rights and the comics, mm-hmm. so. Oh!
I don't know about that. Yeah, I guess, because Deadpool's appeared in some of the Spider-Man shows. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
I said, so Menacing is in the chat and goes, wow, long time, but there's a lot of dots after the wow. Long time listener, but this is my first time tuning in. And I said, I know, it's disappointing, right? Very.
Sorry.
Yeah. Wait, that's why we have a podcast.
We've got a face for radio.
We got a face for radio.
Just one.
Just one face.
Just one face. The other two could put garbage bags over their heads.
Oh.
Yeah.
Their faces.
Kev, this one's for you.
No, it's not.
Because you are terrible. I know how big of a fan you are, and I know you've been wanting this.
Clamoring.
Street Fighter TV is coming. A live action Street Fighter TV show is now in development.
This is like Mortal Kombat Legacy. No, actually Mortal Kombat Legacy was good.
Yeah, that was good, man. Come on, dude.
No, the Mortal Kombat whatever TV show. This one, you know what? I would have rather preferred. They had a show early. I think this is even pre-College Humor, but they had a show called Street Fighter the Later Years, mm-hmm. where it was like following all the Street Fighter characters, but like later on, like Zangief worked in an arcade. And Dalsim was a cab driver.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, what was it? Guile was a street vendor, like a food vendor. Like, it was really funny. And they were trying to bring back, like, the tournament.
The only way this is successful is if they bring back Jean-Claude Van Damme. Am I right?
Oh, fuck no. All-American Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Did you guys see the trailer for, I don't know if it's a series or a movie, but was it Cobra Kai?
It's gonna be a YouTube Red exclusive.
Yeah.
Either April or May.
Like soon. I saw trailers for it. Is it a movie?
No, it's a TV series.
It's gonna be a miniseries.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I didn't know if you were or not because I kept sharing those trailers and I was like, I'm pretty hyped for this. Like they're bringing back these characters and they're gonna be
with the actual actors and stuff too, which I think is also makes it really great, is that like it's exciting. And I kind of like the idea of the Karate Kid, whatever the fucker's name is,
Ralph Macchio,
right? But the character's name,
it was
Kevin.
No,
McAllister.
Not Kevin McAllister.
Kevin McAllister is the bad guy.
Johnny.
Johnny was the bad guy.
Johnny was the bad guy.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Sweep. Right. Put him in a body bag, Johnny.
Daniel was the other one. Danielson.
Yeah, I was thinking like Danny. But yeah, Danny
LaRusso or something like that because they had his own car shop.
Yeah, that's right. It looks like he's the bad guy in this.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the tables have turned.
Yeah, because I think they're going to be like, that's an illegal move. Like, he shouldn't have fucking won.
Yeah, Cobra Kai is like the good guys so far in this. And there's a lot of throwback in the trailer. It was really cool. I like it. And yeah, it looks fantastic. Yeah, I can't wait for it to show up on Jerisplex.
You got it. I have it already added, so it's gonna happen. Daniel opens up a car dealership. He owns the car dealership, and then and then Johnny comes in, I guess, maybe to buy a car, and the dudes are like, hey, didn't you kick his ass? Yeah, I guess I did.
No, he says, no, I didn't kick his ass. I actually kicked him in the face.
Oh yeah, I kicked him in the face. Okay, so speaking of, we're gonna stay on the topic of amazing properties that are getting turned into TV shows or movies. And that is, are you ready for the next set of superheroes? Because yeah. The Spice Girls.
Baby. Oh,
Spice oh Girls. Don't All tease, right. Doug.
I know, the new Muppet Babies TV show's already out.
I know, it's fucking creepy looking, too.
No, it's not.
It's like a weird CG.
Get out of here, Kev. It's amazing.
It's probably their new CG that Jim Henson Company developed a couple years ago for Alec Ryan's kid or the fuck that was. It's actually a puppet.
No, there's no puppets. It's just straight up.
No, it's pure CG.
No, it's a puppet, but it motion capture. It's not an actual puppet. It's a contraption that these people use, and they do the puppet thing, and it looks like they move like puppets do, like in their mouths and stuff. It's how they did it for. I forget what the fuck
they're motion capturing puppets.
Yes and no. It's not actually a puppet. It's like a wireframe thing that a puppeteer uses to do their mouths and stuff.
Right. Yeah. So it's like it's motion capture puppetry.
Yeah. Essentially, that's how they did it for this Alex the Science. I forget what it's called. Alex the Science Kids Show or something like
Alex
that.
Alex Mack. Secret World of Alex.
I don't
Mack.
Know, man. Right. Like this, kind of. I don't. It could go either way. I'm gonna post this in the chat, and you guys can look at it later, or somebody that's in the chat can take a look at it.
Yeah, what are you doing? Let's go. Yeah, I watched this whole video on like how they were doing it for this other show a couple of years ago, and it was some, you know, one of their PBS shows, and it was from Jim Henson Company, so he kind of had like that Muppety look about him, and they showed like, yeah, instead of, you know, they animate all the body movements and then running around and doing their things like puppets, but when it comes to the facial expressions and stuff, that is controlled by puppeteers that they're live capturing, or like live capturing, and then, you know, then they go in and they make little adjustments they need to, but for the mouth movements to make them look like puppets, they're having such a hard time animating it to look like an actual a Muppet. They're like, fuck it, let's just motion capture it, and they did.
Now the Wikipedia says that it's CGI animated.
Yeah,
okay, that I'm sure the other one was too, like it is, but it's still, that's how they,
it's a different type of animation.
Hold on, I'm gonna look, I'm trying to find it. Okay,
I mean, when your room looks kind of weird, you wish that you weren't there, just close your eyes and think,
make believe. Yeah, okay. And you can be anywhere.
Muppet. Oh, don't need that sound.
Yeah, thanks for playing the.
Thanks for the ad. Quickly.
What was it?
Luke Lonely says, hell no, that shit looks whack. okay, so Spice Girls are making an animated superhero movie.
Yes!
And it's about time. We need the Spice Girls back, right?
Save us, Sporty Spice.
I don't think I was in love with Spice. Who was your Spice crush? Who did you?
Baby, I don't know.
Yeah, when I say early on, it was Old Spice, and then Baby Spice.
Okay. Did you use the aftershave?
After meeting Scary Spice, man, I fell in love with her. She is a knockout in person, and her accent and everything.
Mine has always been Posh. But then I started watching.
Oh, speaking of which.
But wait, where are you going, Kev?
Well, Kev, where are you going?
Kev, they're in the middle of a show.
We're doing stuff.
Hi, man. I got an autograph, Mel B.
Oh, Mel, I was going to bring up Mel B. Like, Mel B has won me over when I started watching her on America's Got Talent. Oof.
There you go. It says, to Kevin, love Mel B, because she knew.
She don't remember you.
She remembers every night. Knows. She clutches a pillow that she calls Kevin.
Nope, that was the dude that she was having a threesome with.
Oh, that was Cashmere Jones.
Yeah. Let's see. MoviePass. Guess what? More news on MoviePass. They are dropping their price even lower. This Sunday only. Sunday. Come on in for MoviePass for $6.95 a month. What? That's their. That's how low they're dropping. It's down to $6.95.
Dropping low.
You can essentially get it for $6.95 a month if you sign up for an annual subscription.
Okay. So
which is totally then, right? Which is totally worth it. If you love movies and you want to go see movies, MoviePass is 100% worth the investment. It pays itself off in like 6, 7, 8 trips to the movies. Mm-hmm. And that's all free. I watch a movie now every Thursday.
I was going to say with this current list of movies that are coming out from here on out, like you got Ready Player One coming out this week, and then it's going to be Avengers, Infinity Wars, Deadpool. I mean, there's a lot to look forward to. You'll make your money back on that in no time.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't have it and you got it, how much does that come up to? $6.95 a month times 12. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Doug.
$85.
$85? Do that. Pull that trigger. Do it now.
That's a lie. I don't know. Did you just
make that up?
Yeah, man.
Wait, $6.95 times 12. It's $83.40. Nice.
Damn.
That was close, man. That was really close.
I'm impressed.
How much did you say? 87?
I said 85.
Nice.
That's close.
Couple bucks off.
But you overbid, so
yeah, you do not win. You do not win today's prize.
You do not win the showcase.
Yeah, the showcase.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Don't forget to spade and neuter your pets, Doug.
Bam, bam, bam. Hey, so let's talk some video games. But first, before we do, I wanted to jump in. We have to talk about some games that we played. But before we do that, I really wanted to talk about how all you motherfuckers listening need to play Sea of Thieves with us.
Yes.
God, I'm having so much fun. I know that it's getting kind of tore up because it's a lot of people are saying there's not a lot of content.
That's the people not even playing it.
I know, but I heard a couple, like all the reviewers are saying like, yes, it's great, but no content. Like it's empty and it's just, you know, fetch missions and all this other stuff. Like I get that. Like I can see, I'm not blinded by it. Like I get that it's not heavy on content. Like I wish that there were more things, but at this current point, and I've played probably, I don't know, 15 hours so far, I have yet to hit that point where I've gone, man, I wish I could do something different.
Yeah, and you did that in Halo way before that. Or not Halo, I'm sorry, Destiny 2.
Destiny 2. And so to have 15 hours on record and not to hit that point yet, I think that speaks volume about the game. Like, if you have friends to play with, this is a fantastic game to get in and just and have some fun. Like, that's part of making the content yourself, is just your friends goofing off and having a good time.
Oh, yeah. And we did. I mean, the times I played with you guys, I had a blast.
The halftime. The 2 hours.
Anytime I played with you guys like 2 full sessions.
Yeah, you did. That's true. I can't give you crap for that. But
we had so much fun last night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We jumped on. We jumped on with Ed and who was it? Twan last night.
Mm-hmm.
We get on, we're on an island, and we're like, oh shit, there's a skull over there. Like, fuck it, let's go do it. We don't have anything, let's load up. So we load up the ship, we sail over to it, the wind's on our side, we get there pretty quickly. There's another ship there. We're like, oh shit.
Oh no.
So fight breaks out, we're fighting other ships, we're shooting people on the island, like they're trying to you know, to get the skull, like to open the thing and get all the treasure, and then we show up and we start shooting them, and then another ship shows up.
Oh.
And then it was just like a cluster of everyone shooting at each other. And at first when we get there, we're like, hey guys, you want to do this together? And they immediately kill Ed. And we're like, fuck it. Fuck you. So we immediately just start blasting the island from the ship.
Now Nice. We all die and they sink our ship. And and you know, when we respawn, we're like, should we go back? And then we're like, fuck it. Let's go back. Little did we know, we sunk their ship as well.
Yeah. And so we get there. And they're like all there. Their ship's gone, but they're all there. And like, what is it?
Two of them came out to try to fight us.
Yeah, two of us came out to the ship. Like one we shot immediately, like in the water, killed him. I shot two of them on a cliffside with a cannon, and killed one of them immediately. The other one jumped in the water. We got him trying to climb up, and another one was holding the skull on the island. We were like, fuck it. So three of us went out there and just started chasing this dude around, killed him, got the skull, went inside, grabbed all the most expensive treasure we could, and like two trips, got back on the ship right as their ship came up. They tried to hit us, sailed right past us and crashed into the island, and we just fucking took off.
They tried to shoot themselves at us. They missed. We got to the island. We sold everything, and we were like, what? And just, it was the greatest adventure.
Made like 15,000 gold like in that trip alone, just fucking those people. And then, and so we get back, we do a couple more missions, and like we were gonna, they came back to the island.
Somebody came to the island, right?
Well, before that, so we get back to that island, we're like, cool, hey, let's just wait here. We sank our ship, so we're sitting on the island that they turned the stuff into, and we're like, let's see if they come here. And they don't. So then we spawn on our ship, and we sail to where they are, and they're there, and we sank their ship again.
Dick move.
Now, yeah, they didn't have anything, but we...
You may say dick move, but so when we got into a fight with them and they killed us, we killed one of them, and while we're on the ship of the dead, he goes, oh, you big pussy thought you were going to defeat us?
Oh, man.
And so that it right there.
Yeah, we're like, oh, fuck you, man. So, yeah, so not only we stole the stuff, but we like all the expensive stuff. Like we grabbed all of the like stronghold items. So then we just took their ship out again just for fun and then just sailed away. and then we did a couple missions. We turned those in, and like right as everyone's logging off, I'm there. I'm running around the island. Another ship pulls up to that port, and it's me and Tuan. And I shoot one of the guys, kill him, grab the stone, start running. Start getting shot at, turn around, shoot the guy a couple more times. Another guy, Tuan comes up. I get killed. They're both dead. He steals both the skulls they were turning in and turns them in and gets paid for them.
So nice. Then
what happened? And then like they sail away. We spawn at our ship. We take chase after them. We're still in the big ship because that's the party that we're in. And it's just Tuan and I. Ed jumps back on. Jared jumps back on. We sail our ship into their ship. I jumped off the ship after like piloting it, jump down, kill them, take the skull, jump in the water, get back on our ship. And then we took off.
It was awesome.
It was like, we were just fucking pirates last night. And just like,
it was just stuff like that.
We were the douchebags last night. The people that like, we're like, people returned this game last night.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's stuff like that. It's just, it's so much fun. So I encourage anybody, what you can do, if you listen to this and you're like, I don't have $60 to spend, you can save it. You can get a 14-day free trial of the Microsoft Game Pass that gives you 2 weeks to play this game. Then after that, it's only $10 a month. And I mean, hell, you have your way with it. You can end up spending $20 and only playing the game for 2 months. I highly suggest that you try this game. And over time, more content's going to be added. So.
Yeah.
But I did want to... Okay, so we did get some review codes for a few games, and I thought that we should talk about them a little bit because, I mean, they gave them to us, so we have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be kind of rude not to. Plus, we want to stay in their good graces.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and also, I mean, there's some good games. I mean, you could start off with your game, but I mean...
I'm gonna start off with a game. We want to show some love. So, Ryan... who is probably one of the first fans that 8-Bit Geek has had, and probably the longest standing fan.
Only because of Kev. If we have Kev, who brought him to us, then we wouldn't have any fans.
So Ryan holds a very special place in our heart. He's actually in our little private chat that we have for the 8-Bit Geek. That's how involved he is. He sees everything. So he gave us some codes to a game that his friend was making. And it's called Bacon Man. And Kevin, I know that you have had a chance to play it. I haven't played it yet. But you give us give a rundown, give a plug to this man. I want you to also please give a shout out to the whatever the company is making it, all that good shit. Go.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Ryan gave me a code for Bacon Man. Bacon Man is a side scroller, kind of Earthworm Jim meets Guacamelee, kind of. Just a side scroller with a really funny story and some great, like the story is funny, but I mean, they have like really funny dialogue with it too, but yeah, it's a great game. I streamed that a couple of weeks ago and I would highly recommend it for anyone who likes platforming games. Like I said, it's got a lot to do with, like, just you could beat up characters. You get different moves as you go on through it. You also pick up other characters. You could play co-op in the game. So if Jer ever gets on there or Doug ever wants to play, we can co-op through the game. And I just have a blast with it. I've gotten, I think, three or four levels down. It's got some good puzzle aspects to it, to where there was one part where you have to kind of get a, I think it was like a pie or something like that. And you had to bring it back to these weird stones that wanted pies. Mm-hmm. So you had to do that and you had to find ways around it. It's also got a hint of a Super Meat Boy where it's got like a lot of parts where it's easy to die. So I liked it a lot. I still have a lot more playing to do with it, but yeah, thank you, Ryan, for showing us this game. Ryan, actually, I think he did the Linux version of it, or he had something to do with that as well. So nice. Yes, Ryan, you are awesome. But yeah, I enjoyed
Ryan do something Linux based. That's fucking crazy talk.
I know. You never get Linux. That. He's out of his element.
Mm-hmm. I played a game that is,
and it's the company that made the game is called SkyMap Games. So make sure you follow them on Twitter. Yeah, like I said, Ryan was helping with the polls. Super, super fun game to play. And it's only getting better too, because they had a day one patch for it that made the graphics and the jumping and everything a lot better. So, I mean, definitely if you see it on Steam, which you will, go find it. Go pick it up. Mm-hmm. It's really worth the money.
And it's coming to Xbox, PS4, and Switch.
Yeah, cool. I'd like to play that on Switch. That'd be fun. That'd be a fun game to take on the go. Like, I like it a lot. Like I said, I like games like kind of Metroidvania. It's not so much Metroidvania, but it has like how Guacamelee had the combat. It's got some of that. So I like that a lot. It reminded me of that.
Also, we want to give a shout out to Twan. He just subscribed. Thank you for 2 months in a row, sir.
Thanks, Twan.
Thank you. I played a game called Rad Rogers, which is it's developed by Interceptor Entertainment and put out by THQ Nordic. And it is also a platformer. It's a 90s era kind of throwback style. It says that it's inspired by classic games like Commander Keen, Conquer, Rough and Tumble, and Jazz Jackrabbit. So I didn't know this game is a ton of fun. I didn't know much about it when I got the code, although I did see that it looked like it would be a good time. I love the level designs. I love the puzzles that they put into it. The weapons are absolutely bonkers. It is raunchy, but if you do have somebody who you know, a kid that you want to play it who is not of age to hear nasty talk of swearing and all that shit, then you can turn that off. There's an option for you to turn, and you know, it's, I think it's called like wholesome mode or some shit, but
work safe mode.
Safe mode.
Yeah, right.
But the graphics are really wonderful. I still have a place in my heart for these kind of platformers. I love them. I love that the Switch has a whole bunch of platformers and stuff like that. So this is right up your alley if you like that kind of stuff. I recommend it. It's got a 72 on Metacritic. It's only $19.99 on Steam, so you can pick it up there, and I believe it's on consoles as well. And they're updating it, and there was a little bit of, people were talking shit about it because there were some errors and shit when it first launched, but they came out with a patch, and they keep on. It's got a very positive review on Steam as well, so it's a lot of fun. If you're looking for another platformer, I suggest Rad Rogers as well. And then Kevin and I also played something pretty cool called Darwin Project.
Yes!
The developer...
I think I played it more than you did.
You did. I played about three matches. I didn't even get to go into broadcaster mode.
Oh, man. I didn't do broadcaster mode either, but what Darwin Project is basically the developer's Scavenger Studio. It's still in our early access. What it is it's another Battle Royale type game, you know, in the form of, you know, like PUBG or Fortnite, which is hugely popular right now, but they simplify it. It's only 10 people in this game. 10 participants fighting to the death, and then you have a show director, which is one person. Normally, a lot of people like to do show director when they're streaming, because it's like you get this whole, you know, you get to show everyone, you get to see everyone's cams and everything, you get to communicate with the players, and you could choose to help people out, you could choose to, you know, hurt people if you want, and it's got a real Hunger Games feel to it in that fact with a director, that if somebody comes in, because when you're playing it, you can actually attach your Twitch account to it, so that way there's interactivity mm-hmm. with the crowds so they can vote for who they want, you know, who they want to win. And then usually that'll give the director a good idea on who to kind of work with.
Or you can go the other way and just be like,
fuck with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can also shut down zones. You can provide aid. You can change the weather. There's a lot of things that you could do in the game. I'm no good at this game because of one thing. Arrows.
Crafting?
No, arrows. I suck at that, aiming the arrow. That's why I'm no good with Hanzo in Overwatch, because I can't my aim isn't that good. I just can't do it. I need
speaking though, they really simplify that, because all you have is arrows. So, or arrows and like an axe or something.
Yeah.
So it's real simple. You don't have to worry about picking up any kind of crazy weapon. That everyone's kind of, I mean, you find some tech parts on the land, you know, that they'll pop up and people will fight over those tech parts. But for the most part, everyone's got an equal chance in this.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty cool.
It's really fun.
It's really neat. So you should definitely check it out if you like. It's on Steam right now in early access. Mm-hmm. So you can help them develop the game and finish it out. And maybe in 4 years, it'll be out of early access.
I think the way they're coming out of the gate, like I said, it's a pretty well optimized game. And even the graphics, they've got like a Fortnite, like cartoony style graphics. I think they're going to be out of early access by the end of the year, at least. And if not earlier, like, I think it's great. And a lot of streamers are jumping on this too. I played one, like my second match, I think I streamed with like some famous streamer that had like 900 viewers, and they were flipping out. Like the people in the in the game were like, Hey, I'm a big fan of yours. Sorry if I kill you.
Yeah. I remember that in the watching you stream that one.
Yeah, I forgot what the guy's name was, because I don't really
stuff. But I didn't know it either. It was really funny. It was like, hey man, huge fan, really really excited to play with you. And
yeah,
then I think he killed him. And then I think that dude who's like,
yeah, and he's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm still a huge fan.
Whoever it was somebody who works for Twitch though, because I remember every time we do the stuff, he's doing like interviews on there. So.
Kev, you're cutting out, man. Is anybody streaming in your house with that Google Fiber that's 1 gigabit down, 1 gigabit up, and somehow it's shitty?
No.
Okay. Just wanting to find out. Because
yeah, didn't know if maybe your wife was, you know, kicking off her Twitch career.
No. All
right. Just making sure.
What is your dog doing?
Yeah. What, is he watching any
he's
YouTube?
He's torrenting right now.
What about the cat?
Oh, the cat's just being an asshole somewhere. Puking, probably.
Okay, so that's everything that we're going to review for this week. But next week, we're going to be talking about Murderous Pursuits. Isn't that right, Kev?
Yeah, Murderous Pursuits. We just got keys for that. Once again, this is a kill or be killed, but it's like in Victorian style. It's a stealthy game. You have up to 8 players, and you're at like a big party, and everyone's kind of
incognito. You have to be very stealthy. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, and you have to kill everyone, but you don't know who's who, because there's a bunch of NPCs in there as well. So you just kind of keep an eye out for people who are acting strange, and then kill them. That developer is Blazing Griffin. So yeah, we're gonna hopefully all 3 of us play it this weekend so we can have some fun with it.
Well,
yeah.
Goodbye Doug. He's gonna be in Far Cry 5. We ain't gonna get him.
I'm gonna be
that.
In Far Cry 5 as well at from an hour from now.
Wait, what? I thought we were playing
2 hours.
I thought we were playing Sea of Thieves, man.
Yeah, we're playing Sea of Thieves until 11 p.m. Then my internet connection will go away and I will play.
Seems like it's going away right now.
So you gotta go out the window.
With you cutting out. okay. Ubisoft has fought off the takeover by, is it Vivetta? Vivetti?
Vivendi.
Vivendi. Is it Vivendi? Yeah, Vivendi was trying to take over, and Ubisoft fought them off. It's not going to happen. So Vivendi has sold off all their shares in Ubisoft, and that's not going to happen anymore. So, yay! Hand clap.
That's awesome. Good. Vivendi's been... I mean, Vivendi is basically the people who bought, like... I mean, they own... It's like Vivendi Activision. So, no. I mean...
Is it really?
Yeah.
They don't... Is it really?
It used to be. Vivendi?
All right, let me look them up.
Yeah, Vivendi used to own, like... It used to be, like, Vivendi Activision... and I think it was World of Warcraft, like, got a lot of that.
They're Game Loft. Vivendi, once owner of Blizzard, later Activision Blizzard. So not anymore.
Yeah, see?
So, interesting.
But they're not anymore?
Doesn't look like it. Nope. List of assets owned by Vivendi. Music. Oh, shit. They own Universal Music Group.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I did not know that. I did not know they were this big. They own, they're 96% owners of Game Loft, which is, aren't they? Their Game Loft is a pretty good, not pretty good, but they're one of the biggest mobile developers out there.
Mm-hmm.
So they are garbage. Half of Steam's $4.3 billion in revenue for 2017 was generated by just 100 games.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Isn't that crazy? They have 21,000 available games on the service, and only 100 of them make up half of 4.3 billion. It's crazy. They make up $4.3 billion. That's nutso. Let's see. What was it?
It's all GTA 5.
PUBG made $600 million last year.
God, that's ridiculous.
GTA 5 only made like 85.
Only, yeah.
Well, in comparison to 600,
Counter-Strike Global Offensive made 120 million.
120 million still from a game that came out when?
Global Offensive came out 2011, I want to say, because I remember going to PAX Prime in 2011 and they had a huge display there.
That's insane.
Yeah.
A game, let's see, according to them, a game needs to have sold 22 million in order to hit the top 20 of the service. And of those current top 20, seven of them were released before 2017, include The Witcher 3, Dark Souls 3, and Rainbow Six Siege.
And that's another one that's still getting life.
Yeah, well, they keep doing great updates to it.
Yeah.
People are calling it one of the best first-person shooters you can get out there.
Wow.
So, a couple more stories here that we have for you. EA is hiring for an open world Star Wars game. I'd be excited if it wasn't for what Battlefront 2.
I was going to say, I'd be excited if it wasn't EA.
Mm-hmm. Like, how do you feel, Doug?
What team do they have left that can work on that? That's not already working on Anthem.
I don't know. I mean, they could be just be right now. They're just, hiring for it, right? So it just says open world game, so they haven't even started developing this thing. They may be just storyboarding it and making, you know, all that kind of shit. So
yeah,
I'm just hoping that one day the day will come where someone somewhere important saga and go, hey, that guy knows his shit. You want to come make a Star Wars anything? And I'll say yes, please. And then
Hollywood Doug goes.
And then I leave you fuckers behind.
Wait, you wouldn't take any of us with you?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh my God, Kev.
I'm kidding.
So savage. No, you aren't. Why are you silent? You should be like, oh yeah, for real, for sure.
I said I wouldn't do it.
I'd bring both of you. I'd be like, listen.
If I could bring people, then I would. I wouldn't bring Kev, but I would bring people if I could.
Fair. Ryan says, Doug would take me. I know programming.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if all I had to worry about was like the story aspect of things and telling a story, like that's where it's like.
You would need me, though, for the story.
You'd need me, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you'd be good with like the Star Wars stuff, but you would have to like have me to make it actually interesting. So. So CD Projekt Red has another. CD Projekt Red has another AAA RPG in development. These guys have really become the big dogs in RPG, right? They're the quintessential. They're what? Who's the? Oh fuck! Why can't I think of the name of who makes a Dragon Age and all that shit?
BioWare.
They're kind of the new BioWare, where they everyone looks to them to build.
Well, Golden Age BioWare. Don't say current.
No, obviously. I think obviously.
Just wanted to clarify.
We would sit the golden age of BioWare. Like, these guys are really, you know, they're for the fans. They make the games with no microtransactions. They're building great, great properties. I just feel like they are what these game developers should strive to be. Instead of, you know, they've made a ton of money. We've seen that. And they're mm-hmm. still in the top 20 of making games, and they didn't come out. When was Witcher 3 released?
2016?
No. Really?
Yeah, because it was Game of the Year 2016.
Witcher 3.
It's a 2015.
2015.
But it was Game of the Year 2016, though, wasn't it?
Well, 2 years in a row, sure. They've got it. It came out May 19th, 2015.
Oh, okay.
It may have hit, I don't know, 2016 on consoles, on PS4?
No, it all came out together.
Did it?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe also, like, when do they give those awards away, and what is the cutoff date and all that fun stuff, as well as, like, yeah, I mean, you know, Get Out was in the Oscars in 2018, but the movie came out in 2017. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's definitely shows that they're all about making the game, and they know that they can make money without stealing from their customers. Just give them a full game. Just give them a full game. Fortnite has surpassed PUBG in total revenue during February. Isn't that nutso? So
that'll learn them.
Well, that's what happens when Drake joins Ninja's stream.
And also, you allow people to buy what they fucking want instead of making them buy goddamn crates.
Yeah.
Fortnite will allow you to. They have skins and everything that you can buy, right from the menu, you could just be like, "I'll drop $10 on this outfit." It is way too expensive. Like, way too expensive.
Also, I mean, in total revenue, so I'm assuming this includes console, PC. Fortnite's available on all consoles, even mobile.
Mm-hmm.
PUBG is not available on PlayStation, and it's pretty broken still on Xbox. So I could see why Fortnite would come ahead. Fortnite runs full, like, 60 frames on console as well as on your PC, and it runs smoothly. Like, for a game that was basically, what did it take, only 2 months to really develop for that mode? Like, they took the ball and ran with it as far as, like, those massive shooters go.
Did you see the chances of winning getting something, a good crate out of Battlegrounds? It was like 0.2%.
Ugh. And I'm sure Mo still gambles on them.
So it said in February the total PC and console revenue for Fortnite hit 126 million compared to the 103 million in PUBG. So listen, PUBG still doing great. I mean, 103 million is a lot of money, but also you have to put into context a little bit. Fortnite's free, and it made 126 mm-hmm. million.
Yeah.
So those battle passes, they're working out for them. And here's a little fun tidbit. Did you know that the Battle Royale mode only took 2 months to make in Fortnite?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You just said that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You stole that from me.
Way to pull a Kevin.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
So. But that's in Las Vegas, though. That was a throwback to three episodes ago. Yeah. See, Doug remembers. We're talking about the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were like, yeah, we're gonna come back in Vegas, I'm gonna take him to the Bunny Ranch, and I wasn't paying attention, but the Bunny Ranch is in Vegas.
Oh yeah I remember now.
And that's why I was just like, oh, Kevin, you dumb fuck.
Yeah. The usual.
So there was we're gonna end with that sweet Sea of Thieves, and there was an update that they came out with and said, hey, we're gonna charge you for gold when you die in an upcoming update. Well, no more. Rare is dropping the planned death cost and said, letting everyone know that we heard the feedback and the proposed death cost in Sea of Thieves, and well, it's dead. We messed up with the messaging around this, and it's now gone. Thanks for the honest feedback and discussion on this. So at least they're listening to the fans, and if the fans, you know, they're... I think most people are complaining more about what we did yesterday, which was when we died, we respawned really close to the island where we died, and mm-hmm. giving us a chance to get back. So I know there's a lot of griefing going on. And so I think people are wanting them to kind of deal with that more than anything. So
Yeah, because like another thing we did last night we didn't talk about earlier is that we were on an island and right at the end of the night, and a boat came up and we tried sinking it and it didn't sink. It like crashed on the island. It was filling with water, but it was at a point where it was too high to on enough water to sink. So the guys kept respawning there, and so we killed them like 20 times, and they couldn't do anything about it because they, you know, their ship was sunk, but it wasn't sunk enough that they wouldn't stop spawning there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they we killed them way too much, but we were like, we just want to sink your fucking ship.
I was trying to be a good Samaritan. I was trying to get the water out of the ship.
Yeah, it would have been really funny if we'd done all that and then patched it back up and be like, hey, bye. Yeah,
see hey, have fun, guys.
It's like that episode of Seinfeld where somebody stole his car and then like fixed one of the problems that was in it.
So that's the show, everybody. But before we leave, I want Doug to read off all of these wonderful Patreons.
Holy shit.
Thank you so much, everyone who give. You don't know what you're doing for it. Well, maybe you do know because we always say thank you and we tell you where all this money is going. So we appreciate you. And Doug, take it away.
All right, here we go. There's a lot of people, so bear with me. We got King Rex. We got Jen. We got Ryan. We got Michael. We got Matthew and Jet and Robert and Lawrence.
Wait,
and
before you continue, can I interject? Mm-hmm. Can I get you to start over? But instead of just reading the names, can you say the name and then just give a brief, brief overview of that person and how you feel about them?
And our show got extended by an hour and a half.
Yeah. All right. So, David, hey, or King Rex. I just said your real name out loud. Hey,
uh-oh.
I love you. Jen, I don't know where you're at tonight. What's up, girl? Ryan, I can't wait for you to hang out with me in May after Comic Palooza. Mike, this is Michael Myers. Holy shit. That can't be right.
Like, oh, get over it.
Please don't murder me.
Oh, Matt, that Michael Myers.
I'm not doing that. That's too many people. You couldn't. Let's see. Then we got Victor and Deb and Renee and Bradosaurus, Julian, Gavin, Anthony, Ross. Sorry, I'm scrolling down. Albert, Windress. Oh, Windress is a patron now. Hey,
yay! Windress is awesome.
Arnold, Aaron, another David. Oh God, there's gonna be a lot of doubles. I bet on names. Nick. Chris, AJ, the dubstep kid.
Yeah.
Marky, not Marky Mark, but another. Carl, Andreas, Silverdusk, Christy, another Christopher, Classic Blade, Snorkel. Scrolling down, sorry guys. Ian, Ben, Joshy Boo, Francisco, Henrik, Drake, Link.
Oh, we got Drake?
Drake, yeah, Drake.
Oh man, everything's going up.
Link, started Timo, Andrew, Bjorn, Tony, Ryan, the Lonely Trainers Pokemon Gang.
Yay!
I love that gang. Mm-hmm. Thanks, gang.
Well, they're the sweetest gang I've ever known.
Jimbo, UK Ratty, Simon, Eric, Leonard, Justin, Linz. Man, I heard from Linz in a bit. I wonder what she's up to. Touchbag, Caleb, and Jesse. And then Ed and Tyson. And then
we're still reading.
And that's it. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, you guys are all
awesome.
Oh, wait.
There's more. Sorry. Crashy and Max and Chipboard. Mato, like tomato, Michael, another Michael. And there you go. That's everybody. Sorry. I missed some names at the end.
Seriously, though, you guys, y'all are awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, say it something really nice, guys.
I just did.
Thanks, everybody. That's a lot of names to read. That's awesome.
That's the nicest compliment you're going to get from Doug.
Yeah. Truth.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He said, I love you to the first dude.
Well, he does that a lot.
No, he doesn't.
He barely says he loves it to us, though.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
We've known him for like 17 years.
He's, I got one I love you out of him. You've never gotten one.
Yeah. I think I might have suckered one out of him when he was drunk.
When you were sticking to him.
I'm sorry?
What?
It's a callback to earlier in the show, guys.
No, I know. I heard you. I forgot
because that didn't happen.
Well, you were drunk, so you don't know.
The time is inconsistent.
He doesn't even tell his son that. He doesn't even tell his son that. That's a lie. That's probably the one person that I say it to every day.
Oh.
Not even his wife. Someone said F you, Ed.
Yeah. It's catching on.
No, I stopped doing that.
I know, but people remember.
They're filling in for you.
Let's get out of here. If you want to, you can stick around for the Q&A. And if you want to hear that Q&A, make sure you subscribe to us on Patreon. You can get your name read like that once a month.
Yeah.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, will you take us out with the Velvet Jones UK cousin with the tagline?
Cashmere Jones?
Yeah, Cashmere. Get Cashmere here.
Hello.
Hey, man, can you take us out?
Oh, but certainly. Oh, love hugs and all that bullshit. Pardon me, there was a remix.